Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Wednesday, August 26th of 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Brad, a wild day in the markets today. We saw some huge gains in the grain markets to end things very much on the positive side.
Yeah, we currently have Chicago wheat limit up 45 cents here. December Chicago wheat up 45 at 748 and a quarter. We did make new highs in most of the grain contracts today, and I'm pretty sure there was buy stops above these old highs that kind of accelerated it. And then what kind of got the ball rolling this morning, Russia, comments from Russia saying that there's no diplomatic resolution to the war with Ukraine and that they had to be stepping up their aggressiveness towards Ukraine. And they also said it would take 4 to 6 months to fix their grain elevators that were damaged in the war. So all that, pretty friendly news. Also European markets, Paris wheat futures made new highs today too for the year. So that's kind of the news in the grains. China continues to buy soybeans. We got beans up just about 30 cents here on the day. They bought about 330,000 metric ton of beans again this morning. And, they're on track, possibly to buy that 25 million metric tons. President Xi will be in the U.S. meeting with President Trump around the 24th of September. So, that's got a little friendliness tilted towards the market, too. So, again, we're, looking at world stocks that are substantially lower in corn and wheat than they were a year ago.
When you look over at the cattle market, we were lower, kind of ending the day here on a mixed note, looks like.
Yeah, the front end of feeder cattle down a little bit still, but that discounted November feeders up $1.80, and the lives up in the back end 45 cents, front end down just 17 cents. But they've taken a lot off the cattle, particularly the feeder cattle, and we kind of turned around with when the grains were up here, kind of the idea of, maybe all these commodities are going back up a little bit. The cattle had a very, very big sell-off here the last couple months. And a lot of the bad news is probably digested in this cattle market. And hopefully demand picks up here with these lower prices.
Market analysis from Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, with a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Wednesday, August 26th of 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.